Welcome to Gardening in Florida. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and November is a great time for updating your indoor plants as we open our windows and days are a little shorter, and planting new plants from trees to shrubs to perennials. I want to talk about palms. Most garden centers do not like wet feet. So if you have an area where water accumulates, be sure you select a tree that won't mind the damp soil. If you obtained a home during the drier time of the year, the ground may appear dry, but it's flooded when the summer rainy season returns. So if you're not sure about the drainage in the landscape, you can rest the soil. So this is how you rest it. Dig a hole in the ground about a foot deep. Check the color and smell of the soil. If it's gray in color and has a bad odor, the ground is probably poorly drained. Fill the hole with water, and if the water leaves the hole dry in an hour or two, your soil is likely to be well drained. If it remains in the hole, it's probably a poorly drained soil. So soil that holds water needs special trees, and you can find a bald cypress, a Tahune holly, lobelia bay, cabbage, paretis, and royal palms, red maple, and river birch. Other trees that grow best in a moist soil include the dogwood, southern magnolia, sweet gum, and wax myrtle. Many gardeners try to grow the weeping willow if they have a damp site. This tree can be grown in northern and central portions of the state, but really not here. So, adding trees to the landscape never stops in Florida thanks to container production. And as the weather turns a bit cooler, it becomes easier to move trees both bald, burlapped, and bare root. Here are some planting techniques. They're about the same for everything. Make sure the tree is positioned at the original depth or with the root ball level or slightly above the surface of the soil. Check burlap wrap plants to make sure the material is a natural type that will decompose. If it is not, the burlap material should be removed at planting. Turn down the natural burlap at planting time. If left above the ground, it may act like a wick and remove water from the root ball. All planting should have a 4 to 6 inch berm created to hold water that directs the moisture down through the root system and then out into the surrounding soil. Finally, add 3 to 4 inch mulch over the root system to control weeds and conserve moisture. So late fall and winter are not the best time to add palms, but right now is a great time. How about care for your new trees? Some of them are going to need staking after they're planted. So trees usually that are going to get taller, a large canopy may be affected by wind. Don't stake the tree if it's not needed. The natural movements of the tree trunk help produce a more sturdy tree. Watering. It's a drier but cooler time of year, so watering's not necessary as it is during the hotter months. Some trees will be dropping their leaves and will not need as much moisture. Do make sure the soil stays moist with newer trees. Newly planted trees, water daily for the first month or two. Establishing trees, water every other day for 3 to 4 months. Rain may do the watering for you when half inch or more rainfall is measured. As for fertilizing, feeding time is over for the year for all landscape trees and palms. The next scheduled feeding is during February and March. If you're keeping trees in containers, a light feeding may be applied if they are making growth at this time. So pest control. Gardeners notice lots of what appear to be problems on trees, but Spanish and ball moss, lichens, and peeling bark are all normal and seldom need your attention. So for gardening in Florida, November is a good time to plant trees. Enjoy the beautiful weather, and until next time, grow on.